It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all.
This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana.
Hello, what's going on? Let's get this recording started. Going to be talking about pricing. And all about that. So let's tune in. If you're just joining, what's up? How y'all feeling? I feel like I've been on overtime, overdrive, working hard during the holiday season, getting everything situated on the back end. We're currently prepping for, obviously we have Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you know, the Christmas holiday, etc. And we've been talking a lot of strategy. We've been workshopping a lot of behind the scenes of the business and what we specifically want to do and focus on. And so when I'm thinking about price, and today, you know, on my social media, if you go there, I posted something, it was a carousel around price and why I'm increasing my price. But let's work backwards. So we've been workshopping, trying to figure out which direction we're going to go in. And so when I'm thinking about planning for campaigns, or I'm thinking about marketing for my business, I'm thinking 3 to 6 months out, right? So I'm thinking, okay, where do I want the business to go the next year, right? So we're going on year 5 of this specific business. So where do I want it to go? And so I thought about it and I looked at the last 4 years and I said, well, what happened over the last 4 years? And when I looked at the last 4 years, I said, you know what? I think it's time to increase our price. And here's what I learned. In 4 years, when I first started the Marketing Accelerator, where I teach business owners and business founders, creators, entrepreneurs, how to run ads to their paid product or services in order to increase visibility, increase traffic, increase conversions, increase sales, etc. That's what I decided to do. And so when I first started it, year one, the first 3 months, I priced the product at $10 a month. And this is what happens. And this is what my post was about. And the reason why I decided I was changing my price and increasing my price, and why I advise as business owners to evaluate your product or service and decide, okay, what makes sense for where I am today? What makes sense based on the information that I collected today about who my real audience is? And so when we start a business, we have an idea of who our ideal audience is. But then when we've been in business, we go back and look at the data and we can see, okay, no, this is our true audience. And so I felt like over the last few years, I've been serving everyone, right? I've been serving everyone. And therefore, when you start serving everyone, you try to fit everyone in the picture. And so what you do is you start to decrease your price. Because the only way to include everyone in a picture to allow more people to buy your products or buy your service or to get a piece of your business is that you decrease the price. And so when you decrease the price, you get more people in, but you're not actually serving more people. Does that make sense? Like, you get more people in, but you're actually not serving more people. Because when you let anyone in, that doesn't guarantee you're actually serving people in order to get them results or success or whatever that metric is that you're trying to measure. So here's what I said today. I said, very soon I'll be changing my entire business model. Over the last 4 years, I did one business model. I said, you know what? I'm changing my entire business model and I'm going to increase price, right? Price is going to go up and I'm going to be working with a smaller group of people who are committed to transformation. And so here's the one thing I learned when it comes to low price. Low price doesn't make people take action or follow through. And this is the hardest lesson I learned. So for those of you that are trying to fit everyone into whatever you're doing, that product or service based business that you're selling, the more people you let in, it doesn't mean you're actually working with more of the right people, more of your true customers. So you're going from your idea audience to actually looking at the data and saying, these are actually my true customers. So I need to actually just focus in on these true customers. And so for 4 years, I underpriced myself. When I first started my business, I charged $10 a month. I'm laughing about it now because at that time when I was charging $10 a month, what people would tell me is that, hey, like my feedback, I had a feedback form. So when people would go to my website and they were leaving my website, there was a pop-up that appeared, said, hey, give us feedback. And over like 89% of people said, hey, the price is too high. And this was at $10 a month. And you know the service I was providing? It was a 6-hour coaching session, 3 days a week. And I'm charging $10 an hour. And this is when I realized early on, like, okay, there is serving your audience, but there's also what is it going to take for your business to operate? You have to make some level of margin for your business to operate. So that instance, I increased my margin because I knew that, okay, I needed to pay myself. I had another person, you know, I needed to pay taxes and I needed to pay for my time, those 6 hours that I was putting in helping people. And so I said, okay, I need to increase my price based on time in order to operate the business. And now I'm saying, no. I need to increase my price based on the customer that I'm trying to help in order to get them the result. Because when I opened up my business to try to serve everyone and everyone got in, what ended up happening is there was a lot of frustration. And what I thought, and I think some of us think this, is that we think affordability is the only solution to helping. But for some, making it affordable leads to inaction. Right? Making something affordable leads to inaction. And so this is the second big takeaway that I had over these last 4 years. And we want to be the most affordable, which I believe opens us up to being taken advantage of because we're measuring our impact by the wrong metric. And so as a business owner, I think it's fair over every few years, every few months to realize, you know, what am I measuring my impact by, right? What's my impact being measured by? If your impact is being measured by helping as much people as possible versus, you know, helping people get transformation, you know, those are two different metrics. Helping people as much possible has no correlation to helping them get transformation. But if you attach helping them get transformation, then you actually help less people because you care more about the people that are in the process to get that transformation. Does that make sense? Do y'all follow me? Do y'all follow me in what I'm saying? And so this is what I learned is that, you know what? Forget trying to serve everybody. Let me focus on how I want to make my impact and measure my impact. And let me just serve on those people specifically. So here's the analogy that I used, right? I was so focused on helping everyone that I needed to realize that, hey, there's already people climbing the mountain. So look at how high you've helped people climb the mountain versus
how many people you just allowed in to see the mountain. Some people don't want to do the work. So if you're a coach, if you're someone selling, you know, services, if you're someone selling products, sometimes people don't want to do the work. They just want to be a part. They just want to come in and see the mountain. They actually don't want to climb the mountain. Like, why are you asking them to climb the mountain? So this is why everyone shouldn't be your target market. And I'm a big believer in serving segments at a time. And as you have more bandwidth and you feel like you have more help and the market makes sense, then sure, increase your bandwidth and serve more people. But I believe when you're starting out, and even businesses that are currently operating, and you're looking at, well, the previous years I did really well, and now all of a sudden I'm not doing well anymore. Well, the previous years it was going this way, and now it's not going that way anymore. I highly advise, if you want to stay in business over the next 3 to 6 months, 6 to 12 months, look at and ask yourself the question, am I serving everyone? Because what happens is when your business is doing good, you decide to start trying to do more than the capacity of your business. But you don't realize it because your business is doing good. It's making money. It's at a high. So at a high, you just start allowing more and more people in, right? You just start trying to help more and more people. Instead, what I'm saying is that if you want to survive in business over the next 3 to 6, 6 to 12 months, if you're not hitting all your metrics, if you're not, you know, you're underperforming, is saying, you know what, instead of trying to do all this, let me actually hone in and do less, right? Let me actually hone in and do less instead of trying to do more. And so focus on the people that want to climb the mountain versus just letting anyone in because they want to look at the mountain. And so this was my takeaway. My takeaway was, okay, if I'm looking at the next 3 to 6 months, I'm increasing my price. My first time, the reason why I increased my price when it was $10 a month is because I needed to operate a business. And so my decision making was completely different. I can't charge $10 a month for 6 hours a day of me providing service to someone. That doesn't make sense. Although 89% of the survey that I did at that time said $10 a month was too expensive. And so no matter what you price it at, whatever price point you decide you want to do, is for some people, it will be expensive for them, but that's not who you're serving. Again, those are the people that want to look at the mountain versus the people who are ready to climb. And you need to spend more time trying to find those specific individuals because they're more of your true customers, not your idea customer. Does that make sense? And so, and I posted that today because I felt like I helped so many people climb the mountain, but I also saw how many people I could help. And this is the dilemma of the business owner. You start making money, you start helping people, and then you think you could help everyone, right? That's where your mindset goes, is like, okay, well, how many more people could I help? So you let everyone in the mountain. Right. And most people just wanted to come in to see the mountain instead of focusing on those that were climbing. And so I focused on opening the gates wider, whereas I should have just focused on helping those people that were already on the climb. And so that's the difference. That's the difference. That's when it clicked for me. I said, wow, okay, I'm overextending myself. Because here's what happens when you're not hitting the goals, when your business isn't doubling or tripling the way you want it to, when you're stressed out in your business and you're trying to figure out why everything is not working, you have to look at, well, what did you do to allow yourself to serve everyone, right? What's your accountability in this process? And a lot of business owners that I see, the business owner entrepreneurs that I coach, is that they're trying to help everyone. They're trying to help everyone. That's a hard thing to do. It's easy to do when everything is up, but it's a really hard thing to do when you hit a wall, you're feeling burnt out and you're trying to navigate, well, what's the reason for this specifically? And so when I posted that, I had so many business owners reach out to me, DM me, email me, reshared what I posted, my carousel, and they were just telling me like, yeah, I'm literally going through this. Like, thank you for sharing that because this is exactly what I'm going through, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to deal with that. And so that's why I wanted to talk about it, because I truly believe that it's better to serve segments and have a higher price than to try to serve everyone. Even if you have a low price, it's still better to serve a segment of people than to have a low price and trying to serve everyone. But that's just my two cents. Let me know what you think about this conversation of increasing your price and focusing on working with the people who are committed to transformation, the people who are already on the climb versus people that just kind of want to be there. So I told everyone, and for those of you that don't know, I run a marketing program called Power Your Launch Marketing Accelerator. I train business owners how to market their business in order to acquire customers. So we're talking about customer acquisition. Customer acquisition is the only thing that's going to keep you in business, because if you can't acquire new customers at a faster rate than your expenses increase, then you're going to run out of business. So I'm in a customer acquisition space, and I teach business owners around customer acquisition. And so I told people I was increasing my price because over the last 4 years, I've been servicing and I've been selling a 2K product and under 2K, but I've been providing a $20,000 level of service. The live coaches we have, the additional coaches, the experts we have in the community, always updating the content, our strategies, and so forth, like 100 plus hours. And so we have all this value. And a lot of the students that go in our program either 5X or make multiple millions. So they invest, imagine if you spent $2,000 and then you made $1 million, right? So I'm like, wait a second, something's not right. And I said, okay, I have to decide who I want to help. Yeah, there are people that buy my program and they never started. I'm not talking about those individuals. I'm talking about those that start climbing. And so I said, you know what? I would have a bigger impact helping those individuals than trying to serve everyone. And here's the second revelation that I had. I'm not the only person in the market. I don't have a monopoly on this, right? I don't have a monopoly on teaching, right? On Facebook ads or customer acquisition. I don't have a monopoly on it. So me deciding to serve a different segment of market doesn't hurt anyone else that's trying to serve everybody, right? I'm glad there's competition, because me deciding to do this shouldn't stop you from getting what you want to get, because you want the cheapest alternative and there's still the cheapest alternative on the market. It's just not me. Does that make sense? Like, you can't guilt me into keeping my price the way it is because you want to work with me. And so you're therefore telling me that, okay, this is wrong. No. You're focused on price. So therefore you should go with people that are going to give you based on the price that you want. It doesn't mean it's going to be what you want, but you want the price. That's what you told me. You said, hey, I want the price. So therefore you're focused on price. You're not focused on the transformation or the value. And so for me, I said, you know what? I'm just going to focus on people who are more focused on the transformation and value rather than focused on the price. Because there's a segment out there for me. I'm not trying to target everyone. When I try to target everyone on the price, it was still too expensive at $10 a month. When I try to target everyone on the price, oh, I'm going to do it. And then 3 years go by, 4 years go by. And those individuals that told me year one that they would take it are still in my DMs year four telling me, okay, I'm almost ready. So 4 years, you've been operating a business that's not acquiring customers. You're trying everything. 4 years and you still decided to not take action. And this is exactly what I mean. Right? This is exactly what I mean. You know, low price doesn't make people take action or follow through. Again, when it was at $10 a month, people didn't take action and follow through. When it was at $100 a month, people didn't take action or follow through. And sometimes we think affordability is the only solution to helping, but for some, making it affordable leads to inaction. Again, making it affordable leads to inaction. People think they have all the time in the world. And so I decided and said, you know what, let me focus on people who are making the climb. It's a smaller group of people. If I can help them make $500,000 a month or $100,000 or $500,000 a year, how much could I help them make if I just focused on that segment versus trying to focus on the person that, you know, enrolled in a program and hasn't started yet, right? How much help can I actually give that person? And so this is why I decided to say, you know what, as I think about the next 3 to 6 months, I'm just going to focus all my attention on serving people that are making the climb rather than people that just want to come in and see the mountain and look at the people that are making the climb and say, wow, I'm so glad to be a part of this. And again, it's almost me saying, hey, I don't want your money, right? I want to help the people that are climbing because I know I have a bigger impact with them. And me helping those people don't take away from the people that make decisions based on price, because there's always going to be people in the market. There's going to be another Abu that comes along that's going to sell you something at $10 a month, and you're going to repeat the cycle, hopefully not, but you're going to take action eventually, right? But again, it's just not going to be with me. And so as I take my signature program, the Power Launch Marketing Accelerator, right now we're in the works. We're thinking we're either going to make the program $300 a month or $3,000 for the year, or $500 a month and $5,000 for the year. It's going to be a monthly subscription or yearly subscription program. And if you want additional access to more live aspects, you pay more, etc. So we're almost doing like a scale. The people that we feel like are making money, we're going to help them because we're actually one of the biggest reasons why they're making money. So they're going to be willing to spend more of their dollars if they're going to have the support that they need, versus them coming into a community of people that are not all in the same mental space of wanting to grow their business. And so that's why we're making these pivotal decisions. And so it's going to be a monthly membership or yearly membership. The price is going to be either going to be $300 a month, or it's going to be $4,000 for the year. Yes, let's just go with that for a second. Or it's going to be $500 a month, or it's going to be $65,000 or $7,000 for the year. And so that's where we're changing our pricing model. And then even our current students that are enrolled in the program, we're letting them know, hey, enroll in Class Pass because it's going to get discontinued. And so you could either continue extending your access for this cheap amount of price that we're offering you before we go ahead and increase the price, etc. So that's where we're moving towards. And I'm okay with that, because if someone's paying me under $2,000 and I'm helping them make seven figures and $1 million and $2 million, then that same individual is going to be okay with paying me $5,000 or $6,000, right? And so that's just where we're focused towards. And the second thing we're doing is we're adding in another program that's going to be below the Power You Launch Marketing Accelerator. A few weeks ago, we did our 3-day sales challenge that had really high reviews, really high, a lot of people that took that challenge. And I actually built an entire course as I created that challenge. So that's going to be our low entry product. And right now we're probably going to either price it anywhere from like $700 to $1,200. And that's going to be, 3 days of content. You could get through it really quickly. It's a stepping stone. And then if you want to learn even more, then you'd upgrade to the signature program, which is the Marketing Accelerator. And so that's what we're thinking. Everything is still being ironed out, and we're looking to release this maybe in the next week or so, our new pricing structure as we go forward. Again, because the last 4 years, again, I'm just ready to break the business in order to figure out how else can we serve our customers better, rather than doing the same thing and getting frustrated with the inaction and not being able to serve people the way I actually want to serve them. So yeah, that's all I got. But let me know if you have any questions. Feel free to drop it.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right, Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.